Hi, good morning. My name is Madhavi Vajani, and I'm the Georgia BR Success Coordinator. And I'm presenting mental health status among adults with multiple chronic conditions and risk factors in Georgia using the Georgia BR Success.
Is it me?
No. Is it up here?
Okay.
Okay. Chronic diseases are the leading cause of death in Georgia and the United States and have been associated with poor mental health. This study examined the association between poor mental health and the number of chronic conditions and chronic risk factors among adults using the Georgia BR Success. The Georgia BR Success, as we all know, is a state-based telephone survey designed to monitor modifiable risk factors for chronic diseases and other leading causes of death among adults in Georgia. In order to assess mental health status, we use the mental health question in the Georgia BR Success. The question states, now thinking about your mental health, which includes stress, depression, and problems with emotions, for how many days during the past 30 days was your mental health not good? We then categorize mental health into two groups, good and poor. When respondents reported 0 to 13 poor mental health days, they were grouped into good. And when respondents reported 14 or more poor mental health days, they were grouped into the poor mental health category. We then analyzed the Georgia BR Success data from 2011 to 2013 with an N value of 23,902 and compared the prevalence of risk factors and chronic conditions among those who reported poor mental health versus those who reported a good mental health. The risk factors included smoking, physical inactivity, and binge drinking. The chronic conditions included obesity, heart attack, angina, stroke, diabetes, arthritis, and asthma. We then estimated the adjusted odds ratio of poor mental health using the logistic regression in SAS. The main independent variables included the risk factors and chronic disease conditions as stated before. Now, in this table, you can see the demographic characteristics of the study population. We've listed the demographics among the total population on the left and demographic characteristics among those who reported a poor mental health status with a 95% confidence interval. As you can see, in the total study population, over 57% were non-Hispanic white and almost 25% were college graduates and had an income of $75,000 or more. Now, in regards to those who reported a poor mental health status, there was no significant difference in race ethnicity, but there was a significant difference among those who had less than high school education at approximately 20% compared to those who had less than high school education at approximately compared to those who had a college graduate, 5.6%. In addition, there was a significant difference in income, where approximately 24% had an income of less than $15,000 and reported a poor mental health compared to those who had an income of $75,000 and more at only 5.3%. Also notice in education, all the education levels were significantly different from those with less than a high school education. Furthermore, as education level increases, the percentage of poor mental health status also decreases. The same trend can be seen in income. Basically, as the income level increases, the percentage of poor mental health status decreases as well. This is a table describing the risk factors among people who reported a poor mental health status. As you can see, the prevalence was significantly higher among those who were current smokers at 21% and physically inactive at 18.2% when compared to those who were non-smokers and physically active at 9.1%. Just to summarize the two tables, people who reported poor mental health were more likely to have an annual income less than $15,000. Have less than a high school education, were current smokers, and physically inactive. Now, this graph shows the logistic regression where the independent variable is a risk factor and the reference value are individuals not engaging in any risk factor activity. Overall, this graph shows that there's a linear trend and Those with one or more risk factors have higher odds of having a poor mental health status. For example, people who reported to engage in three risk factors were approximately three times higher odds of reporting a poor mental health status than compared to those who had not engaged in any risk factor activity. Now, this is a similar graph showing the odds of poor mental health among individuals with multiple chronic conditions, where the independent variable is the chronic condition. Again, this graph has a linear trend similar to the risk factors and shows that with one or more CDs have higher odds of having a poor mental health status. For example, people reported five or more chronic disease conditions were almost four times higher odds of reporting a poor mental health status compared to those with no chronic conditions. Now, to conclude, in Georgia, we found that as the number of risk factors and chronic conditions increases, the odds of experiencing poor mental health significantly increases as well. And public health implications include a collaboration between chronic diseases and mental health programs for a more holistic approach to address risk factors and chronic diseases among those with poor mental health. And finally, motivating people to take charge of their disease management and adopt healthy lifestyles that improve physical health may improve their mental health status as well. Just definition.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Right, and I think right now in Georgia we don't even have a, you know, within our program they don't do any collaboration in general, so I do think it would be good to combine in Georgia the mental health along with the chronic disease program as well, and then look at other states. So I think it's just, we just need to become aware overall, because I don't think we have any collaboration at all. So I think that would be good to compare. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.